Father, thank you for your incredible love right now. Father, thank you, Lord, that you're right there in the midst of those tight places. Father, thank you for the release that is coming to us in just in different situations. Father, we give you just all the glory and all the praise. Even when we don't feel like it or we're not feeling it right now, we just want to thank you ahead of time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Wow. Okay, well, we're just going to sit for a minute, but I just wanted to, we're going to get ready to do our tithes and offerings in a minute, and we'll actually just, if we can just have a couple of bucket people. The buckets are here. Actually, they're not buckets. They're nice brown containers. But for those that are, for those that are sitting in the seats, there should be envelopes in some of the seats that are in front of you. If you just want to grab one of those, and if you need to write a check or just write it out to Catch the Fire, we just really want to honor God in our tithes and our offerings tonight. God is incredible. There's a great story. We actually sent it around to our staff, so I think it's incredible. But our Raleigh church, how many people know Duncan and Kate Smith? Yeah, in Raleigh. Well, they actually have a building, and 3 years ago, they stepped out. It's probably just over 3 years ago, but they stepped out and started renting a facility that was in Raleigh. And it's a beautiful church and has beautiful property. Anyways, they were given notice that, hey, you know what, if you want to buy, you need $300,000 within the next, I think it's either the next month or the next 2 months, and that would be your down payment. And so I remember, Duncan was here, or we had connected with him just after the cruise, and he was going to Niger, and I think some of you... we remember that Duncan goes there and there's a huge famine there right now. And it was really heavy on his heart. And I remember on the cruise, we took an offering for Heidi Baker's ministry, for Duncan to take, you know, to buy food. And Duncan and his brother and his daughter and some, probably some other people went. And, you know, but probably in the back of his mind, you know, he's thinking, oh my goodness, within the next 2 months, my little church needs $300,000. Now, has anybody here got $300,000? You know, actually, wouldn't it be great if we all put our hand up? You know, let's put our hand up. Come on. Yeah. I just want to say it. I don't want to be in doubt. But I, you know, so here he is, and he's going to Niger, and there's a famine, and people are dying, and they go, and they bring money, and they buy food. And they're going into the desert and the bush, and they're finding the people that are starving and feeding them. Meanwhile, his little church in 2 months needs $300,000 as a deposit. And as far as I understand, they had a certain amount of money already in the bank, but not close to that amount of money. Well, the other day, in the mail comes a check. How many people like checks in the mail? Put your hand up. Come on, everybody. Because I think God wants to see. And yet the check was. God was extravagant. They don't know who it's from. $1.2 million. Isn't that incredible? We were like, we are just so celebrating, you know, and are so happy for them. Because you know what that means is that they can actually, you know, pretty well buy out their building. So here... You know, in different situations that we're in, sometimes the situations seem desperate, don't they? And I was just talking to someone over there, and they had said, you know what, I really committed and went this way, and I'm just waiting for God because he's the only one that can help me. I remember there's a pastor and his wife that used to be here years ago, and their son, Jordan, has cancer. And he's only 14 years old. And it was interesting because they've sort of been blogging the whole history of what's going on, and they have so many people praying. But in one of the blogs, there was discussion, I guess, between Jordan and his parents, and they said, well, we were going down two avenues. The one avenue, we were going down the medical route. We were getting, you know, all the treatment for the cancer. He was sick a lot, but they were going for it, and now that's not an option. That option's been taken away. The option left is God. You know, sometimes, you know, in life, when we're going through stuff, we have other options. You know, we're thinking, oh, God, you know, I wonder if, you know, like, oh, Anne, she's got $300,000. She could give it to me. Or, Anne, if she only prayed for me, I would be healed. And I would be, you know, like, you know, poor Anne would be, you know, but anyways. But I was just thinking, oh, my goodness. You know, the fact that, you know, we have a God that loves us. And no matter what happens in life, and I know that a lot of people here, you know, have, you know, things have died, dreams have died, but yet the Lord, I believe he's saying it's time to pick them up again. And so I want to bless you tonight as you give your tithes and offering. Give them in faith. When you put your offering in the bucket, and you know what, I'm going to suggest that even if you don't put something in, just run up and go like that and say, this is for this. Does that make sense? Only if you're comfortable. So how about we pray? And we're just going to thank the Lord for the tithes and offerings. Holy Spirit, we first of all want to thank you for that incredible gift that you gave to the Raleigh Catch the Fire, Father. That was incredible, Father. And all we can do is say thank you. And thank you, and thank you, and thank you for your bigness and your goodness. In the midst of poverty in Africa, Father, where they were there just 2 weeks ago, Father, they come back, and Lord, boom, Lord, you take care of their building. Father, that's an incredible miracle. And so, Father, tonight, as we give our tithes and our offerings, Father, I'm asking that you would come and do incredible miracles, Father, where people are in situations right now, Father, that they can only look to you. There's nobody else that can change the situation, only you. And so, Father, I pray that you would bless them and bless these offerings in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good. Okay, we're just going to, just come on up. Stand up. Just, you know what, just stand up. I want to give the band a rest for a minute. They were playing really long. But we'll stand up and just come forward and give your tithes and offerings. Are there school of ministry kids here tonight? You're not kids. You're young adults. You know, I would really love it if you guys could come and just share some testimonies. I know I didn't ask you ahead of time, but come on forward. Come and talk to me here. Right. You know, this is a school of ministry. Go, woohoo! I know they're like, woohoo! Come on up. You know, they didn't know they were going to do this, but first of all, could we just thank the worship team? They were incredible. Thank you. Jonathan Clark is our worship leader, and I believe the team here are part of the worship school. And they are worshiping, they're in training, but didn't they do an incredible job? So thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You were all great. And you know what? Do you want to just turn around and thank you, the cameraman and the sound guy? I know, we normally, yeah. They're incredible. They make us look good up here. Okay, so what's been happening in the school, I believe? They're all girls. None of the guys are thankful. Is there a guy? No. Okay. I know. Do you want to come up? Come on up. No, he doesn't want to come up. Okay. All right. In the school, what they've been doing is, I think we had shared this a while back, but you remember a couple of Friday nights ago, we went into the school ministry building for the Friday night meeting, and that was an incredible time. I mean, the presence of God was thick there. We were dancing, but there's just been so much happening in this particular school. But every morning, I believe you guys, have testimonies, right? About things that God's been doing in your life just while you've been at the school. So how about you just all take turns sharing something? Because I think it's really important. I know for me that it encourages me personally when I hear what God's doing. Okay? So this is...
My name is Therese. And the one thing I've been struggling with since I came here to school ministry is that I've had a lot of rejection on my life. Self-rejection. And I have had thoughts that I'm not good enough. I'm not beautiful enough. Nothing I do will be enough. And that's something that God really has dealt with in my life. And through friends at the school, just been affirming me and just telling me how beautiful I am and that I'm really good and I'm just perfect the way I am.
And was there a particular time where God just like, boom, came and said, ah, and like, you know, like the windows opened and you actually were able to receive it? Do you remember that?
That was actually during Fresh Wind, during one worship session, and they were talking about people having labels on them with different labels, and I just saw this label on my chest that said rejection, so I just pulled it off, and then I saw God giving me a heart-shaped label that said loved, so that I was really...
Okay, I'm going to ask you to be brave out there, but if you feel, I mean, only if you're comfortable, but if you think you've been suffering with some rejection, how about you stand up right now? You know what? In this place, we are so desperate to get healed up so we can move forward. We stand for everything. So if you're visiting, that's what we do. So how about you put your hands on your heart? And... Therese is going to pray for you, okay?
Well, Father, I thank you that you just have so much love that you want to pour out on everyone. And Father, you see that all these people that struggle with rejection, maybe rejection from their parents, from friends, from different relationships, Father, but you love them so much. And I just pray that you come and just pour out your love in their heart and that they see that they are important, that they matter, what they do matter. And that they are loved and they are beautiful. And nothing can take that away because you have created them in your image. And that's the most important, that they are your children and they're created in your image. Amen.
Now just keep your eyes closed for a minute. Keep standing. She had said that she saw, you know, the rejection on her heart. And you ripped it off, didn't you? So rip it off. Rip it off. You don't want any more. Just lay it at the foot of the cross. You don't want it to stick to anybody. You know when you rip a thing and it just kind of, you want to say it's going to go to the foot of the cross. Now I want you to just close your eyes for a minute and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want to put into my heart now?
Holy Spirit, I just pray that your presence comes closer and closer to this person so that they may feel you, just feel your embrace, feel that they are loved, just sense your presence and sense your loving presence.
Amen. Okay, can we have, if you go down there, the ministry team, can you pray for her? Okay. Tell me your name. This is Shantae, and Shantae is from New York City. And she is you're a small group? No.
I'm a Revelation student. I'm a returning student. So I was here for the fall for heart module, and now I'm doing Revelation module.
Okay, so what's God doing?
Well, basically, you know, I was here for the heart module, and the Lord did a lot of healing in my heart. But when I returned for the Revelation module, I still, you know, had like a heart of stone, and it was really hard for me to pour out my emotions to God. And there have been a lot of things that happened in the past in my life, and, you know, it's just acknowledging that those things happened, because, you know, in order to forgive, it's very important to realize there was a debt. And I didn't know how to even acknowledge that there was a debt. So just these past couple weeks, you know, I've been journaling, but just really having a hard time feeling safe enough or feeling safe in God's arms to say, God, this really, really is bothering me, or this is really hurting me. So actually today, which is just interestingly enough, but our small group was, we went to Marmac. And, you know, we were just releasing pain and releasing anger. And I was really able to say, God, this hurts. God, this bothers me. God, I need you to help me. And I had the breakdown of my life. And everyone was like, oh, my goodness, you had a breakdown. Isn't that horrible? But it was in that place of pain that I would say, you know what? Mom, I forgive you. Dad, I forgive you. And I was really able to get a release and forgiveness. So I just feel so much freer and just so much happier and just so much secure in God's love. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, that's kind of neat, hey? So when you went over to Marmac, did you kind of like yell?
Yeah, like, you know, it was actually pretty interesting because, you know, we were just like, oh, you know, like screaming and yelling, and there was a group of us, and, you know, we had some visitors, but, you know, it turned out pretty cool. What happened was we came back here, and we just, you know, screamed out to God and just really prayed prayers of forgiveness. So, yeah, there was some people throwing rocks, there were some people yelling. I particularly was screaming, you know, but God really met us there, you know. God really, really met us there. So, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, go to that place, because in that place there's a lot of forgiveness that God has. So,
okay. So what we're gonna do again? I'm gonna ask you to step out in this one. If they have the guts to walk down the street and go in an empty parking lot and scream, we can do it right here, can't we? So sometimes. How many people here, and there might even be people watching on the internet, and you're in your house right now, and you're going to go, she's crazy. But I'm not crazy. But don't you sometimes feel like you just need to yell? Yeah? Anybody feel like they just need to, you know, because they're so sick and tired of being sick and tired? And, you know, it's just like, oh, I got to get it out. Well, you know what? What I'm going to do is, let me just tell you a quick story. Years ago, when Stephen and I first came here, so it'd be like 18 years ago, we were in a difficult situation, and I had some really deep, deep pain from my previous church, just some things that had gone on there, and I didn't realize it, but I had shoved the pain down so low, it was there, and all of a sudden I come here, and we're going through something similar, and I don't know if you ever do that, but all of a sudden you start panicking, because you know that it's down there and it's about to be released and you don't know what to do about it, you know, because it feels uncomfortable and it has to come out. And I remember all of a sudden they invited Stephen and I up and John and Carol and the ministry team started praying for us, and out of the depth of my belly, I just started going, ah, you know, and they're like looking at me going, who do they hire? You know, this crazy pastor. But, you know, at the time, I was only in children's ministry, so it was okay. But and my kids were little. But I remember feeling so good after that, because it was almost like, you know, the air was let out on a tire. And, you know, it's just like, whew. Okay, so if you feel like screaming, stand up. I know it's, you know, but we're going to scream the name of Jesus. Okay, so that's what we're going to do in this place, because the presence of God, whoops, I'm spitting here. But we're going to get her to do it because she did it, right? But we're gonna go 1, 2, 3, and we're just going to declare the name of Jesus. And if you need to go crazy and go, ah, you know, and, you know, that kind of thing, then go for it. But, you know, and on the internet, you know, do it if you feel comfortable. Only if you feel comfortable.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just yell, Jesus! We scream out our pain. We let the things of the past go. Jesus! Again, Jesus! One more time, Jesus! Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, go find an empty parking lot and do that. Anyways, okay, go get some prayer. We're gonna, some people can pray. Okay, what you need?
So my name is Julia, and as soon as I came to the school of ministry, I got sick. I got the flu, and I normally ever get sick. So I was sick the whole time, like 3 or 4 weeks. And as soon as the flu started getting better, my tooth broke. And it was the one that I'm really afraid of dentists. And it broke, and the old filling got out. And I had, I was feeling this enormous pain in my tooth. And I just felt like I need to go home. I need to go back to Finland because I cannot handle the pain. And it was just overwhelming. And so I went to a couple of friends of mine, and they started praying, and they just said that I think you just need to repent, and just the things that you've spoken over yourself, and because I feel like the enemy just wants to stop something incredible of happening, because you're here for a reason. And I realized that that's so true, because God's gone so much deeper. So I just repented, and I totally let God just come. And honestly, after that, my tooth pain was totally gone. And I'm actually believing that God is going to restore my tooth and just make it even golden. And I'm so believing it. I'm declaring over myself. And I realized that I'm not going to give any room for the enemy just to bring me down, because I'm here for a reason. There must be something so powerful happening that it makes the enemy so scared that he actually wants to bring me down. So I'm just excited what God's gonna do in my life. And yeah.
We're gonna pray for mental, or not mental, sorry. Dental, sorry. Sorry. Dental miracle. Who needs a dental miracle? Stand up. Come on. Yeah, I got one of those fillings that keeps going lower and lower, but there's a crack, and the dentist says it's not good. So we're going to pray and believe. So put your hand on. First of all, stretch your hand to heaven, because there's healing. Just get that, and then just place it on the tooth or whatever you need, and you're going to pray.
Thank you, Lord, that you're so amazing. And you see all these people right now, and I just come on healing right now to come to their tooth. And everything that isn't from you, just leave in the name of Jesus right now, because you have the power to heal. So I just command heaven come down to earth right now and come to your tooth right now. And everything that is wrong with your tooth, whether it's afraid of going to the doctors and there's filling that need to be filled, they will be filled right now in the name of Jesus, and they be made new again. And I just pray that you, all of you, would just have the belief that God's gonna heal you. So I just declare that all over you, because God has the power to heal. He is God of impossible. Impossible says, I am possible. So I just declare that all over you. You are healed. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody says, I receive that, right? Receive that. Amen. You can go get some prayer. Just go over there. They'll pray for you. So this is Hannah. And Hannah, how about you move over here? Hannah, what's your testimony?
Well, I actually came to the school of ministry a bit later than everyone else. But when I did come, I think it was the first week, during one of our small group meetings, we were just talking, and then my left foot started manifesting and jumping all over the place like crazy. And I was like, what's happening? And everyone was freaking out. And then I had this revelation and I was like, oh wait. And I remembered that one of my legs was actually shorter than the other. So I was like, oh. And then I couldn't remember which one it was. And I was like, which leg is it? And then, so this one stopped shaking and this one started shaking. And I was like, okay. And so then we sat me against the wall. And at this point, it was like, I was freaking out like crazy. Grace was there. She remembers. And Therese, I don't know where she is, but yeah. Oh, there she is. So my leg starts freaking out. And then I just sit against the wall and I'm like, leg grow. And this leg literally grew like 5 inches. And so then this leg, grows and it grows like 5 inches. So it grows longer than this leg. And then this leg grows and it's longer than this leg. And then they both come back so that they're perfectly aligned. And it was insane. Yeah, that's what happened.
So who, well, who's got leg issues? Hips, legs, anything, stand up. Because you know what? A lot of times those things are from that, and I don't know, but she's going to pray for anything from this down, right? Yeah? Okay. So do you have faith? Yep. How about the people around them right now? Just gather people that are around these people. How about you just come around them, and we're going to agree in faith that God is going to do a miracle in their bodies right now.
Lord Jesus, I just pray for all these people, and I pray for any problems that they have in their leg areas, in their feet areas, in their ankles, wherever it is. God, you are the God of the impossible, and if you can do it for me, you can do it for all these people. And sickness is not part of who you are. Illness is not part of who you are. You are the God of health. You are the God of love, Jesus, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that you just send your angels of healing. You just send your healing rain, your healing oil down on these people, and you just heal whatever it is that is wrong with them. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Now, did anybody notice a difference? Anybody feel anything different? Whoa. Any difference? She noticed. We want to stand in faith. So, Father, we are just thanking you. How about you just, the people around, just keep praying. Just keep praying. Whoa. Yeah. Lord, grow, leg, go. Grow. Thank you, Papa. Whoa. Father, we're asking right now that you would just come and do a miracle. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you do it any way you want. So, Father, would you come and do a miracle? Whoa. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. She looked so shy before, didn't she? I actually went up to her and said, you don't have to say anything if you don't want. But she's good. So what are you feeling? What's God doing right now? Are you sensing anything?
Well, usually now, every time I manifest, my leg goes crazy. So I can't really help it.
Okay, that's okay, though. So bless you. Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay, team, do you think you can make it down the stairs? Okay. Somebody's going to pray. Okay. Oh. I know I'm calling people up, and they don't know why I'm calling them up. You can sit down, but if people are still praying for you. All right, good. I just asked his permission. If he said no, then oh well. But this is Osa, and he's been with us, and he's incredible. He's like a walking testimony just in his life, and God has been so good. And you can tell he's actually fit. And it was interesting, tonight when we were worshiping, I felt like the Lord say, ask him to, because actually one of his jobs is he works in a place where they do weights, right? And they condition their body, and I felt like I felt like what I needed to do was get him to explain in the natural how you condition your body to you know, get ready to, you know, to be strong, right?
Yeah. So there's different kind of training. There's a strength training, there's build, there's burn, and there's foundation. Foundation is the first one. It's just for beginners. So if you have never lifted weights before, start with foundation, different technique, different movement. Then after that, there's build. If you want to put on muscles, not everyone want to put on muscles, but muscles are very important. Without muscles, you can't come to this church because you have to walk with muscles. Then after that, we have burn, okay? B-U-R-N, and that's kind of more for definition, and it's kind of like it burns more fat. Then after that, we have strength, which is the last one, and it's really, really tough, really, really heavy. Yeah.
So how long does it take for you to get a body like that?
Like, to get a body like this usually take 3-4 years, but I had the grace of God that it took me like 12 months. I don't usually work out like everyone, like kill yourself in the gym. No, I just work out maybe once in a while. It's just God that did it, not me.
Thank you. Thank you. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to, actually the worship team can come back. I know that's a stretch, I know. I have to go with what the Holy Spirit says. But when I looked at them, I thought, you know, in the natural, you know, I know Stephen and I talk about, wouldn't it be nice if he had a, you know, what do they call it? You know, little muscles there? But he's got a belly, so that's all right. He's still handsome. We've been married 30 years. But, what I want to say is, I think what the Lord is saying, and this is my wisdom for you, the Lord has been speaking to me probably for the last 3 years. He said, Sandra, I want you to get ready to go the distance. And the only way that you can go the distance is if you work on these three things. And he's told me, I want you to read the Bible more, I want you to pray, and I want you to take care of your body so that you physically can go the distance. Because how often do we, you know, you run up your stairs, you know, in your house or something, and you're out of breath, and you're like, oh my goodness, or you're feeling weak. Anybody feel weak right now? Anyways, you know, like your muscles are, you know, like they need to be toned. And I think, I just wanted to say, spiritually, I feel like God is saying, you know what, we need to be able to read the Word of God. I was thinking, somebody mentioned this the other day, but can you imagine living in a country, and we just never know, it could happen in Canada, but I think that our prayers will keep it out, but where the Word of God was not allowed to be read in your own home, or on the street, or whatever, or, you know, on your iPad, and all of a sudden, you had to by memory, begin to quote the Scriptures. Those kinds of things. And so I felt like God wanted to tone us tonight. He wanted to strengthen us to go the distance. Because I feel like what he's going to do in your lives is going to be big. And you're going to have to have the physical in the natural, but also in the spiritual realm to be able to go the distance. Does that make sense? And I just want to say, when it comes to finances too, the Lord said to me, you know what, Sandra, I want you to get out of debt. So I'm working on that. How many people are working on that right now? They want to get out of debt because you realize that when you're in debt, there's like a hold on you, isn't there? You know, like you're owing and you're restricted. So when you want to go to another nation or go on a holiday or something, you can't do that. You want to quit your job and you want to do missions or something. You can't do that because you owe money. Does that make sense? And so tonight, when I'm going to, in a few minutes, going to ask you to go to the lines, and the prayer team, we're going to come and we're going to ask you, you know, in the areas that you need to be strengthened in. Does that make sense? So how about you stand up? First of all, how about, we'll just do a corporate one, but right now, because I named three, how many people need a financial miracle? You know, there's a lot of things that the Lord has asked us to do. So those that are around them right now, just keep your hand up. And people that are around them. Because there's some people, you know, where they're in a very tight place financially. Okay, God sees your hand. So Father, I'm asking right now that you would just come and just do an incredible miracle in their lives. Father, I'm praying that just like Catch the Fire Raleigh, Father, out of desperation, Father, they just had to leave it totally up to you, Lord, and you brought in that financial blessing so that they could buy their building. Father, I pray, Father, that there would be many, many, many testimonies that would come. Lord, I pray that there would be a breaking of financial bondage that is on people right now. I pray that you would just break it off right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom to know how to handle the money when it comes. So we wouldn't just like, oh my goodness, look at all this money, Lord. We would actually know, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay it off? How are we going to live and not get into that where we were before? Yeah. Thank you, Papa. Okay. And you can sit down for a minute. How many people need physical miracle right now? You've got sickness in your body. You've got pain in your body. Anybody? Just stand up. Wow, that's really good. There's not a lot of people tonight. That's really good. So why don't you stretch your hands to those people right now? And the people that are standing, how about you, if you can, if it's appropriate, put your hand on wherever you need to, wherever it is. If it's on your back, put your hand on your back. If it's your eyes, put your hand by your eyes, that kind of thing. Thank you, Father. So, Father, I thank you for the power of the cross. Father, I thank you for what Jesus did on the cross for the sons and daughters. And, Lord, even the ones on the internet now that are standing because, Father, they need a physical healing. Lord, I'm asking that you would just come and just lift off that pain, Father, that you would come. Lord, I speak to cancer right now in the name of Jesus and tell it to go in the name of Jesus and say, you cannot stay. You are a foreign substance and you do not belong in that body anymore. And I'm just telling you that you need to go and you need to bow to the knee of Jesus right now. Yeah, so just begin to speak with authority. Shika. Lord, all that pain just comes and lifts off of them. Ear problems, Father. Eye problems. Back problems. Father, I'm asking that they are no longer in problems anymore. Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray that you would pour strength into your sons and daughters right now. Thank you, Papa. Just keep praying for them. I just felt to pray for emotional strength. Who needs emotional strength right now? Who's a little bit drained? How about you stand up? And those that are around, you know, that's hard, isn't it? Because sometimes when you're drained of emotional strength, you know, because the war is just being too much. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the person was just saying, you don't understand. All of my life, I have fought to get freedom. I have just been fighting and fighting and fighting. And I understood where that person was coming from. And so that could be you right now where, you know, a lot of you're in a season of fighting and now it's just you, the energy has just come off of you. So, Father, I'm asking right now that the love of God would come into their bodies right now. Father, I pray that you would come and just pour in your energy. You know, Lord, I'm praying that right now that it's almost like he's giving you an IV of the Holy Spirit. Those that are around them, actually, you know where an IV goes in? It goes right here. Just touch their arm right there. I know that might sound silly, but Father, I'm praying that you would just come and you would restore them, Father. Your blood, your oxygen would flow through their body. And Lord, I pray that you would balance the minerals, that Lord, give them more minerals in their body. Lord, give them all the things that they need for their body to be restored, Father. All the cells, all their inner organs, Father. Their heart, the muscles, the arteries, everything would be able to pump and their bodies would just be younger, Lord, and be able to produce what it needs to produce, Father. I pray that you would blow in your air, Father, in them and that they would have oxygen, Father, and that oxygen would just come right into their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Wonderful. Okay. So bless you tonight. We're going to end with a worship song, but if you would like prayer tonight, if you could just make your way over to underneath the flags, the ministry team is going to come. It would be wonderful. I know we need catchers for the ministry team. They're just going to stand at the front for a few minutes. They're going to raise their hand, and if you'd be willing to catch for them tonight, that would be wonderful. I just want to pray for the people on the internet right now. Father, I'm asking that you would just come and be with them right now. Holy Spirit, would you come and minister to their spirits? Father, I just ask that you would come and lift off bronchitis, Father, off of their chest right now. Father, I pray that you would come and just, there would be a relief in their bodies, Father. Lord, fevers and colds and flus, Father, things that are happening to them right now, Lord, would you come and restore them? Father, we are just in agreement together. Father, I pray that your love and your blood would just come and cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So those that are just in their seats, how about you stand up and we worship once again? Bless you. And have a good evening.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind.